Remembering a Hungry Childhood by Peter Cameo. Droughts are cyclical in Kenya. Before, they came every 10 years, but now they seem to be hitting us more often and for longer periods of time. I was born in 1951 in Machakos. From what my mother tells me, that year there was a serious drought. My sister was born in 1961, and I clearly remember the terrible weather and the prevailing hunger throughout the region. I can't tell you how many times I went to bed without eating. I slept like that, is how we described it, which means we went to bed with nothing to eat. I can't count the number of days when I slept like that, or describe the feeling of going to sleep hungry, knowing I'd wake up and there would still be no food for breakfast. Hunger is an unforgivable disease because it is the easiest one to cure. It is devastating to wake up in the morning and look east, west, south, and north and see that there is nothing green that you can chew. During a drought, everything goes yellow and dry. I would walk the roads and search the ground to see if someone had spat out a bit of chewed up sugarcane. I am not ashamed to say that I would re-chew what I would find. Hunger is dehumanizing. It gets to a level where you do not know how you will survive, and you will do anything for a simple kernel of corn. The thing about drought is that it does not just affect farmers and their crops. It affects everyone. If you think about it, during harvest time, farmers hire local farmhands to help with their crops. But when there are no crops to harvest, not only does the farmer lose his or her income, so do the laborers the farmer would have hired. There is a ripple effect that affects the whole community. Few have food, and even fewer have money to buy food. My parents did everything they could to feed us. My father would leave early in the morning, carrying a little basket to beg for food or ask for food on credit. Each night, he would return home around 10 p.m. My mother, after a fruitless day attempting to find food, would try to encourage us by telling me to keep the water in our pot boiling so that when my father arrived, we could quickly cook any food he brought in the already prepared water. I would keep the fire burning and the water boiling. As the hours passed, I would watch the water level slowly go down, along with the hopes that we would eat that night. More often than not, my father would arrive frustrated and empty-handed, and I would sleep like that. It is a traumatizing situation as a young child to be without food. You see the fear in the faces of your mother and father, despairing that they cannot feed their children. You feel afraid too, because your parents can't provide for you. Your stomach is so empty that even when you are thirsty and you take water, it makes you dizzy. You get so nauseated, your body wants to vomit, but you haven't eaten. I think about this now as East Africa faces another drought. I think about all the children who are suffering as I did. We see terrible images of hunger, but I fear that we have not yet seen the worst. We are experiencing really serious stress. At the moment, the magnitude of the hunger facing Kenya is not well known. It is incumbent on all of us to band together and fight this very curable disease. No child on earth should ever have to sleep like that.